Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Every chapter.
Fellowship over these last days, it became so clear to me that anything what we do, we should go on and perfect what the Lord has shown and revealed in the beginning. It's just the beginning. We have to really now to get into it, into the book of Hebrews. I only got in support a fraction, but together to perfect it, the priesthood. Yeah. Anything in our Christian life, when you look at that, can become a routine, a doctrine. You can take anything in this book, the living word, and make it a doctrine. Calling on the name can become a doctrine. Coming to a meeting can become a routine.
Mm-hmm.
The church life can become a routine.
Mm-hmm.
The offerings can become a routine.
Yes.
Right? If we don't go on and perfect it. And so it's really wonderful to see that the Lord is really with us and to bring us on to maturity.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hunger and a desire of all the saints in each locality to perfect what we have seen.
Amen.
Yes, for me, the Lord has really put it on my heart throughout the conference to really have this heavenly perspective, the goal in mind. Like in verse Hebrews 10, verse 37. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Amen. Do we have this consciousness in our hearts that the Lord really is coming back soon? Or do we show off to so many other things? And for the Lord, I want this desire. I want this perspective. And then also in 11, verse 10, he waited for the city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
We really have this perspective that we cannot make the city, but the Lord is making it through us. And that's what I've really enjoyed in the fellowship and in the prayer with all the saints, is to really experience Him building. And in Hebrews 12, verse 2, it was the joy that was set before the Lord that gave Him the strength to endure the cross. Similarly, we are all bearing our crosses and following after Him. I really desire that the Lord would give us this joy, this perspective in our life. This will carry us through.
Amen.
May we not be worried about so many other things. May this joy really carry us on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we do want to see this reality.
Amen.
Go pumps and not tarry.
Amen.
Lord, you give us such endurance, Lord.
Should
wait on this little while.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, if you say that the just shall live by faith,
Amen.
Strengthen our faith.
Amen.
The substance of things hoped for,
Amen.
The evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Lord, we want this reality.
Amen.
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 Fellowship a little bit on the order of Melchizedek, because this phrase I think is at least mentioned 6 times in the book of Hebrews, at least, approximately. And I think
I would like to be a little bit more clear on exactly what this phrase means, the order of the context of things of people. Well, because the odor of the Aaronic priesthood is based on the old covenant, appointed by the law. Moses and the priest of Aaron was appointed as a priest. But that is the order of the Old Covenant. And here in the book of Hebrews, it's comparing everything that is of the Old Covenant. And that we should now replace him today with all those things and people in the old covenant. Neither should we replace him with anything. And if you go to chapter 7 concerning the order of Melchizedek, he shows us that this Melchizedek already existed way before
the Old Covenant. Israel existed.
So you can really see the beginning in chapter 7, right there in the beginning. He says, Melchizedek, this Melchizedek. And remember in verse 20 of the previous chapter, Jesus, having become high priest forever, He is proving in chapter 7 that So the priest of the Most High who met Abraham was the Lord of the King. Who is without father, without mother? Without genealogy. Right. Having neither the beginning of days
nor the end of life.
Let's talk about our Lord Jesus. We only think about his incarnation becoming a man.
But
Made like the Son of Man, the Son of God, remains a priest continually. short priest Aaron
and the
of this wonderful Son of God. And then now consider how great this is. Then he continues to say,
how great is this?
So to speak, he was amazing. And then he was comparing this to order. Therefore, if perfection was through the Levitical for under it the people received the law. What was the need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek if the Levitical priesthood is already perfect? And it says that be called according to the order of Aaron, that means Aaron is only a picture. From which no man
has a fish.
So, you have to be a Jew. Because this is the Jewish argument. The way they understood the priesthood.
Well,
it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah.
The
tribe Moses was nothing to far more evident if in the likeness of the For he testifies of Moses. People were mad. You're not even 50 years old yet. You saw Abraham, and Abraham saw you.
The
Bible says that we are a holy priesthood.
Does
that mean we are also part of the
Because we are not like Melchizedek, but because we are baptized in Christ.
Baptized in Christ.
And therefore, we are partakers of the new heaven, the creation. Now, we are not directly from this order of Melchizedek, but by the His work,
now we become
partakers. Then verse 18, for on the one hand there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. That means it cannot really accomplish anything. For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of it. That's why. Then he says, inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, You make an oath, you swore, you revoke a Because they were prevented by death from But he, because he continues forever, I died and I rose again and I will live forever. You will not die anymore. And this is a wonderful argument. Right? He's unchangeable. And he continues Nobody's like him.
Right.
That's why it says, therefore, he is able to save
他就是真的也会给拯救到底，因为他是长有我真谛的，他靠着他进到神的面前，因为他是长有我真谛我们祈求的。如果你今天不听他的话，他在下一代下一世葬为了我爸掌权，他还是会继续的。他会决定我们每个人都会达到这新天新地。
And then another point here.
还有一点。
Right, for such a high priest was fitting for us.
这样圣洁的，这样一位的大祭司与我们是合一的。
Who is holy?
这样圣洁，不圣，不邪恶。无玷污远离罪人，高过主的大祭司。他不像那些大祭司，每天必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪洗清净。因为他只是一次将自己献上，就把这事成全。而且今天人他们辩驳，他说：“哎，那你看吧，他已经一次献上，他我们这里就没有献祭了。”我告诉你，人今天很多的借口。
That the Lord only had to sacrifice himself once.
主耶稣，他把自己一次献上，不代表说我们今天就不用再献祭给父神了，不是这样子的。
But it does mean that.
他就是表示说，这里照着
话。
因为他为什么只是需要一次呢？因为他是完全的。
Who filled everything? The reality of all of this wonderful offering. Do you think it's just that and a sin offering? Not as a burden offering.
So
he's dead, I think he makes
peace with God.
So he's
not a sin offering.
And he is so righteous, raising from the dead.
他也是那公义的仁义的，对不对？他从死里复活，那就是他赎祭，他无邪恶，他圣洁的，愿领罪人，难怪他是在死里受伤的。
And of course, he's a trespass offering, shedding his precious blood. How many times did Jesus
have to
shed
his
precious
blood?
Every day, he has come and died.
有罪的人，那他得要为你流多少次宝血呢？他是每天都要来为你流血。
That is why it is nonsense to interpret chapter 6
that
you fall. Experience so much of God and you fall. Oh, you are re-crucifying Jesus Christ for yourself once again. But this is nonsense. You reduce this. How can you do that?Show me how you will crucify Jesus. So that argument, cannot mean that. So the impossibility, it is impossible for you.
What?
It is impossible to crucify Jesus.
You should have been so much
in
trouble.
You know how many times.This is absolutely ridiculous.Just by this chapter and the prelude later on, after chapter 10,
the
emphasis is only
once.
He is a perfect,
holy
crucifix. But how often do you have to experience it? Just once for all. It doesn't mean that David used me.
老师说你天天都把他杀死，不是这样子的。
How often do you take his blood?
你多长拿他的宝血？你多长悔改
？How often do we have to say, Lord, I need?
你多长说主啊，我需要你的人心
？Oh Lord, help me.
主啊，求你帮助。
Right? You really, your As what? As a spiritual priest. So now, through the spirit, you are experiencing, preparing as a spiritual sacrifice, the best of your experience you bring as a spiritual offering. Doesn't mean that he died once and offered himself then. So you can really compare the two. The word order does not really mean so much because it just means that here this is the way this was set up. But even before the Levitical priesthood was set up by the law, the old covenants, God wrote, set up the higher order. Obviously,
one of the things that I really saw in this is that, especially this verse here in chapter 7, verse 22, by so much more Jesus. And one thing about this order of Melchizedek, you really see how it's eternal, it's sworn by God. He is also, because he's a high priest of this order, he's mediating this new covenant, so he shows us that.
And the old covenant kind of wavers.
But the understanding of some people is the old covenant is done away with, we don't need to offer sacrifice. They fail to see or they don't want to see this. We please know by their sacrifices. We need to the reality. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. And yet, vocabulary-wise, it's the same. Still called the loving, it's not the ox. Christ is still the sin offering, so it's not a sheep, it's not a man. No. But a goat.
That's a你在纽约有没有这样做 ？Of course not。他说你有没有在纽约哈、啊，就是拿着枪逼着你说你不献祭，就一枪把你打了，你毙了，有这种事？我就不知道为什么有人就是说这样的谎言。我昨天听见，这个是最近他们说的。我昨天听他们这样讲，他们传言说我们在纽约拿这个枪逼着你，你不讲你就不行。他说他们说哦，我们不是反对这个祭物，但是你今天不要做了，因为、基督一次献上就够了。你这样说，你还说你不反对。
And I will not offer.
那他们说我不愿意献祭。那当然啊，我不愿意献祭。如果人家是拿枪逼着我献，我当然不献了。你在 Ponder Valley 有没有看到有人叫你献祭是拿着枪逼着你献的？Moses 你在多伦多有没有这样的事，拿着枪逼着你？哦，我想 George 你在 Vancouver 有没有这样做？你不献祭不可以，拿枪逼着你，有这事吗？谁会做这样的事呢？所以他们随各样的谎言各样的事随他说吧。
Anyway,
yeah, 无论如何求主在这里帮助我们，借着做祭祀的体系啊，来完成成全我们。当然我们今天还是在学习的阶段，但是我们在学习献各样的祭，就像在利未记那里所记载的，利未记的记载啊，是按照这个实际的
这一个影等于是一个影印本，是个副本，它是照着这个实际有的这个影儿影子。当然你说你要照一个人的像，不可能照出来那个像跟你的人是不一样的，一定是完全一样的。而且你来了以后，我还需不需要拿着照片找你？不要，因为我已经看见你了啊。但是这个照片就是你的一个影像，这是很简单的。现在来了这些真正实际的记物来了以后，我们就现这个实际的，因为这个就是旧约的实际，旧约是个影子，并不表示我们现在不要做这事了。现在我们有基督做实际，我们把它献上给父神。真是感谢主，我觉得这个话很清楚。我们现在就要开始操练，就是学习。当然我们会犯一些错误，但是没有关系，每一个人在学的时候都会犯错的。我记得那个姊妹她在开始的时候问我，我不知道嘛，我
you will know at, with time the Lord will teach you.
她说那个姊妹问她说，我看献祭的时候我那个经历，我不晓得是对的，好像是哪一个祭，好像讲不清是哪一个祭。但是那个弟兄就回答她说，没有关系，你十几年累日的操练下来，你就里面慢慢就清楚了哪一个经历是哪一个。他说弟兄问他说，我有没有拿着枪逼着你？他说当然没有。但是我们知道，我们越操练，我们里头就越清楚，你也就得着成全，一步一步的来。这个祭物给我们看见，祭那个有大小不同的，如何去预备这些不同的祭物。我们越是这样接着去做，接着去献的时候，你的里面的渴慕就会更深，你就越想要经历它。你也学习怎么做这个甘心祭、感谢祭、素祭、摇祭。所以保罗就说，我要知道他复活的大能。那就是复活的大能是个很特殊的事情，因为我们人呢是被这个死，很多的死还是捆绑我们，把我们绑在这里，好像有重量把我们压下来。所以这升上升升天复活高升，在一切超乎一切情形之上，你经历这个时候，你就经历这个大能，复活的大能。嗯，你在很高的时候，你就看见一切的事情就在你脚下，就不那么大了，因为那些黑暗掌权的这些都在你脚下了，因为你要经历他的复活，你升高的。你看主，我们对主的经历有很多的层面，各式各样的，我们都要来练习操练。我们要在主的面前，我们自然会献上感谢，因为我们说主啊，你为我做的是这么多，好像这么多可以经历，那你会拿来献给父神，向父献上感谢。你会就继续祷告，祷告。你要是有这个心情，你愿意继续往前奔跑的话，你会有这个经历。但是我们里面有这个渴慕，我们要长大，要越做越刚强，要讨父神的喜悦，你就会有这个渴慕经历基督。这个是成长的过程。那新加坡有一个姊妹啊，都大概是85岁90岁了。
she tripped and she thought she her head is as going to hit the.
对不起，我听一下。哦，他说他85岁，快90岁，他走路的时候不小心头差点要碰到那个行人道了，但是主啊却保护了他，他里面满了感谢，所以他在这个主的桌子的薄饼聚会，他就站起来，他献了这个感谢祭献给神。80多岁的姊妹，她说啊，这个真的是，这个姊妹从来这么久没有开过口的，可是那天她却起来献祭。她说，如果这个姊妹能够开口，每一个人都可以开口，每一个人都可以献祭。那她的，就后来她的女儿也开始献祭，也献了一个祭。我就是说有很多的情形，很多的机会，我们可以把感谢献上给父，在那个情形中经历了主。就是保罗在希伯来书13章那里说，我们要我们嘴唇所结的果子哈，就是让赞美祭献给神。所以有的人说，你看，你就只要说赞美主，赞美主，这就已经是敬拜了。你说要继续献上，他们的意思说继续就是说什么时候都可以开车啦，淋浴啊，什么时候都可以说献都是敬拜神，敬拜神。好，你要这样说，那就是你想要的。但是我知道，你真实献祭啊，圣经上告诉你说不可以到处献，一定要带到指定的地方，带到耶路撒冷。这是圣经说的。圣经也告诉我们，绝对说不可以随处献这个祭，也不可以随时献。那在这里就要继续献上这个嘴唇的果子，并不是说随时随地你想做就做，你不想做就不做。你可以在做饭的时候一面做啊，你想起来了，你说我现在敬拜神，我现在献祭。圣经上不是这样跟我们讲的。我们要献上嘴唇的果子啊，经常献上不是这个意思。对我们来说，我们是一年每一周，因为有主的桌子在这里，我们就在这个时候献祭。这里献上嘴唇的这个果子，这个祭，并不是表示你嘴巴说感谢主、赞美主就够了。如果你为什么赞美主？就是说，我也不知道，为一切的事情我赞美他。你要记得，这个是何西雅书2章那里的一个引用的，就是说，这是你嘴唇的果子，那个果子，而且。在以赛亚那里就讲过，是说那个字啊，它是说像一个小牛或者是公牛。换句话说，当你嘴巴开口的时候啊，就好像公牛的那个祭、燔祭或者是赎罪祭。无论如何，让你嘴献祭，你开口的时候是一个祭物。这个果子是结下来的，这个几个果子是个祭物。所以主常常说，他旧约他说，这些人啊，他们用嘴唇赞美我，跟他们的心却远离我，所以不是嘴巴上说说就可以了。我们常常是做事都是按照人的传统，他们。我们在这里是真实的献祭，你怎么献祭？当然是用嘴巴献了。 不是说你坐在这里头脑这么想，就坐在那想就可以了。嗯，你还在点头，你都在你脑子里，那谁都不知道你在想什么，不知道你要现什么。没有一个人不赞美，没有一个人在这里赞美父。父，没有一个人不开口的话，父怎么能够得着他的赞美呢？可是他就，我们弟兄故意说，因为有人讲嘛，他说父神都知道嘛，你的心他知道嘛，不用开口啦。嗯，好吧，那就是父神知道吧。但是其他的人都得不着那一份，对不对？因为旧约的时候是叫众祭司啊，像什么的，嗯。他说如果大家都说主知道主知道，那我们的敬拜就是安安静静，没有人需要开口了。他说那你来聚会，当然了，你不用献公牛，你只要拿一个诗歌本就好了。嗯哼，然后他说在旧约的时候呀，有一个人有一个辩论，他说在旧约的里面最里面要先献给父，然后祭司能够分享。那我们在这个擘饼聚会的时候，你献祭的时候，大家都已经听到，那不是没有先给父了吗？是有人在这里这样辩了。那他说你要真的这样去讲，你现在我们献祭，我们聚会也没有拿刀拿什么东西割啊分的啊，就是杀牛杀羊的那些一部分，那是不是要再会说要烤肉了？因为这是一个属灵的图画，我们现在不像旧约的时候的那个步骤啊，没有杀羊杀牛，或者是先给父神剩下来然后给大家，因为我们不带这个牛公牛，我们带来的是基督。
But the general view is part of the shared thing. This is what is called a feast.
但是我们知道，我们献祭的一部分就是要和众人同享，所以才说是过节嘛。过节不是你一个人，是跟众人一同过节。他得说，比如说那个平安祭啊，你要当天就把那个祭物都吃完，是个新鲜的。那现在讲那个十三章第十节，第十三章十节说，那么献祭的人呢，他不可，那些祭物他不可以同吃，是什么意思？那弟兄问这个问题。主耶稣说你要吃我的肉喝我的血，我们是可以吃喝我们的主。主他真的是所谓的献，他自己被当成祭物，就是那一次他上十字架的时候那一次。但是属灵的实际是我们天天可以应用的。What was the question?
Well, the question was, why does it say have no right to eat?
Oh, 为什么说我们这个不 可持。为什么这个？因为他问的问题就是为什么这些账目中供职人不可通知？为什么说不可呢？
We have altered.
没有记单上面的记录是那些在账目中供职的人不可通知的。原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被烧在营外。所以耶稣用自己的血杖来献祭，也就在城门外守炉。这样我们当出到营外，就他求问受他所受的凌辱。他说要是我们今天还是在那个旧的帐幕里面服侍的话，那在那里他们是不可以吃的。因为赎罪祭每那个整个那个牲畜是在外头烧的，营外烧，所以他们没有份，不可以吃。可是我们今天基督是我们这个实际，我们可以吃喝主，吃喝基督。在这里它的重点是要我们出到营外，这几节的重点是说我们要出到营外，跟着他，救了他去。所以我们这样也当出到营外，救了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。因为在这里我们本没有长存的城。
It may refer to the sin offering that.
这里就是说到赎罪祭，因为什么都是在城外烧了。嗯，我想是这个意思。我们还可以更多的在进去读主的话，再来考察一下。他说我想是这样的意思。那么第十四节说我们这里没有长存的城。
Amen. But we,
我们这里的我们就是指的你我的我们。
Have an altar which those who serve the tabernacle refers to the Jews.
那在前面讲的这个祭呢，是指的犹太人。在这里这个祭坛是指的当时旧约的时候犹太人。但现在的这个所以我们要救了他去的我们是指的现在这个时代的。但是那个时候是旧约的时候，那些人是不可通吃。
Amen. For Jesus also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood suffered.
所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在门外受苦。所以今天我们要跟随耶稣到营外，甚至于到今天，就像约翰福音第六章的时候，我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的，他当然就指着他的死。所以我们在这世上有份。那主的确告诉我们在约翰六章明明说我们要有份于他，我们要吃喝他。所以有时在那个薄饼的时候，我们主怎么说？他设立主桌子，他说这是我的血，这是我的身体，为你们裂开着，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们纪念我的死，你看到我们主的桌子就纪念我们主的死。但是在旧约的时候他们不吃，可是今天我们吃喝主。当时牲畜是在营外烧的，可是今天属灵来说我们是要吃喝主耶稣。
Amen.
所以我们要就着他而去。
It's a wonderful new covenant that is new covenant.
我们要看见这个新约时代是更美之约。旧约的血是没有办法洁净你的。
But not with the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And with his blood, he in
brought in 主的血，他把我们把这个新约带进了。那这是就是为着让我们来享受的。所以在这里前面讲的这个祭坛是这个帐幕是指的旧约时候的那个。
That's why it explains that because their sin offering.
所以他接着说，那个血是要带到里面为我们赎罪。可是那个献上那个牲畜的他的那个身体要烧在营外。但今天对我们来说来主耶稣基督的死是我们的宴席，成为我们的宴席。每一次我们来到主的面前，我们只来享受吃喝，我们来吃喝他